All right, let's wrap it up. Friday, the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's December 3rd. All the best stuff from today's show right here, right now. When we kick things off, it was one of those days for my coworkers. Still haven't seen what clumsiness or trouble will find me later today. Hopefully none. Probably hit a deer on my way home or something. Coincidental wrong numbers were brought up. A pretty unbelievable story involving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Artificial intelligence has come for the voice, and our future careers may be in peril. Genesis had their first of two Philly shows last night. We had the set list. John's getting excited to go see them tonight. Song Stories Today featured the birthday boy, Ozzy Osbourne. I made my pigskin picks for week 13 in the NFL, and our first comedian in studio in over half a year or more. I don't know. I have no sense of time anymore. Does anybody? Well, it is time for the Daily Podcast. Here we go. Happy weekend.
Yes, I do know what day of the week it is. You guys weren't in the studio for this.
No.
I'm doing the open, and I'm talking about last night's Genesis show.
Yeah.
All right. And for some reason, it comes out Thursday night's, I'm going to say Thursday night's Genesis show, and it's a Jersey's Genesis show. And I'm moving on, and all of a sudden, in the middle of a thing, I realize, wait a second, I got to go back and fix that.
Yeah, it's bizarre. You
know? So, but we will talk about last night's Genesis show, or Jersey show, whichever way you want to look.
All right, so you start the Friday that way. I started my Friday, which I didn't tell the two of you. I went to get coffee, and I opened a little creamer. Half of it spilled on the counter. I was like, oh, great, okay. Then I pour the rest of the other half into the coffee, drop the whole thing in. Right. Like the whole container and everything. Yeah. So
I'm telling you, it's going to be one of those days. I get a feeling it's going to be one of those days. I'm wondering what's going to happen when Chris Porter shows up.
Right? I'm going to step on his foot and he's going to have to hit the hospital.
Right, something like that. We've got a lot to get to this morning. We will give you a little bit of a recap of what happened with Genesis last night and another show today. We've got tickets for that show coming up at 8:40 this morning for Name That Tune. It's Ozzy's birthday. We got to get the Dave's Picks and Picks. And Chris Porter is going to be live in this. We're very excited about this. I realize for you it's the same old, but for us, having somebody in the studio, wow, that's going to be so special. Speaking of football, you know who Sean Murphy Bunting is?
Nope.
All right, Sean Murphy Bunting is one of the players on the Buccaneers. All right.
And, I believe you.
You believe me?
I do.
Okay, right. Well, the coach of Notre Dame Prep in Michigan decided he wanted to put together an iMessage group chat and ended up one number off.
Right. Okay. Right. Yes. I now know who he is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he ends up getting Sean Murphy Bunting from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No way.
All right. They're in the locker room. He starts to pass the phone around, and they've got the team on the phone for 30 minutes. And the team gets to speak to Rob Gronkowski, Richard Sherman, Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, and Tom Brady.
Yeah, awesome. What are the odds of that?
That's so cool.
That's insane.
I know. Just you know. And now the guy's got to figure out which number was wrong. Yeah.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of being a DJ, you know, and because you guys are always telling me I have one foot in the grave anyway, I don't have to worry about this.
The other's on a banana peel.
I don't have to worry about this, but you two might want to consider it. According to Reuters, Wellsaid Labs has created over 50 real human voice avatars where someone simply needs to type in the text and the voice will sound just like an actual DJ working on a radio station.
I want to hear it.
Okay, well, here.
I'm going to sound like the TikTok girl.
Hello, I am your artificial intelligence DJ.
Okay, all right. I'm screwing with you.
That wasn't it. I've heard this, Dave. It's not it. No, we're screwed.
No, you're screwed. Okay. Listen to this.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony. The lungs provide the pump. They send airflow, as well as control air pressure, to the vocal folds. The vocal folds then vibrate, creating audible pulses that form the laryngeal sound source.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah. I heard it earlier, and I said to John, this sounds, even though we know it's AI, it's so good that it sounds like if somebody was reading something cold, they just pick up the paper and they're reading it one sentence at a time.
Right, right.
And what I edited out the spaces.
Okay.
Because when we originally got it, hey, give me one second.
The key, though, is for, as a human, you know, having the human jock that you're listening to.
Right.
You, with a robot, you're not going to get, you know, hey, it's Jersey today, tomorrow's Friday. Like John in the zone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know,
happy Jersey. Exactly. I mean, Thursday.
Embrace our mistakes.
Yes. Exactly.
While you got them.
That's it. All right. So, oh, folks.
I thought you were going to say something different. That applies as well. I thought you were say something different. Because in my head, I was about to say, plus a robot's not going to curse. And then you say, oh, folks.
All right. Well, that's only because that's what the program director typed for me to say.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
All right, so we were looking for somebody to tell us about last night's Genesis show.
Oh, man, and if only we had someone that worked here that went there.
Yeah, that went there, yeah, and called into the show. And, Sean, our promotions director, I'll call in tomorrow morning. Yeah,
ooh,
I'll
me,
be there.
Me,
yeah,
pick
yeah,
me.
I want to be on the radio. No, thank you so much for getting up. Anyway, we got a text from somebody that said, Phil isn't looking good, but still put on a hell of a show.
Oh.
Good. Yeah, that's what we want. We knew he wasn't looking good.
We knew he wasn't looking good. You know what's wild? I'm looking at the set list. And about, after like 9 or 10 songs, they do an acoustic set. And they do That's All, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway.
Which is bizarre to me.
Follow Me. Especially if they all come forward. It would be nice if the three of them just came forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if the other two of them came up to Phil.
The other two pulled up chairs also, and they sat there.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. But there's 23 songs in total, at least in last night's show. And supposedly they're not differing this set list all that much from show to show. And they end with, which I find really amazing as a closing number, Carpet Crawlers.
Yeah, that did stick out to me.
Yeah, that's a true Peter song. You know, that really is a Peter song. But, look, Phil's been doing these songs for a real long time. They're his as well. But when it gets started, it starts like this. Oh, wait a second.
That's not what you wanted?
No. Stop.
No.
I want the Genesis version.
Well, this is the version that you're getting because...
You're kidding me. We don't have the Genesis version in there?
This is the behind the lines only version we have. Unless I spelled behind wrong.
All right.
Wow, that's interesting. That's just the Phil version?
We just have the Phil version. That's...
Fire it up again. I feel like I'm watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, it does have a sitcom vibe.
Okay, we'll start with this version. Wow, I'm disappointed. I got a complaint to the program director. I am so looking forward to the show tonight. I love this band, and I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know why Phil recorded Behind the Lines as well. All right, he did his version with the horns, and when you put it in there, I didn't look at it. I just saw the title.
I hope they open with it.
All right. Oh, they're going to open with it. They open with Behind the Lines.
I hope it's that version.
All right. Oh,
just Phil on stage.
Just Phil on stage with the horns. All right, and I like all of his Motown sound. I love everything everybody in this band does. Right, but I was not thinking about the Phil Collins version, and as soon as I heard it, went. Wait a second, you put the wrong song. And I thought, oh, damn it, it's that version. And I was immediately going to blame it on you. I got to tell you, I was going to blame it on you that you did. And I cannot believe that for some reason it just wasn't there.
The two songs are a little different.
Just a little different.
Very few times is it actually my fault.
Other things that are wrong.
I'm just going to let you marinate in that and embrace the moment.
But tonight, Genesis in town for a second show. They open with Behind the Lines. And all of those songs that we played are a part of the set. And it's just going to be a great time. We've got tickets, one more pair of tickets to see Genesis. That's coming up at 8:40 this morning for Name That Tune. But right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
One last Genesis thing, because some people don't know about this. That kid who's the spectacular drummer that's on stage is Phil's son, Dave.
Yeah, it's so cool.
All right,
what a dream.
All right. It's Ozzy's birthday today, and it's a miracle that he is still alive. As a matter of fact, when it got to the No More Tears album, Ozzy's battle with drug and alcohol addiction was getting insane. And if it wasn't for Lemmy Kilmister from
Motorhead.
Yep.
Right, and Zakk Wylde, right, songs like Mama, I'm Coming Home would have never come together. And it was during that time that Ozzy finally faced the demon and said, I got to do something about this. Here's Ozzy.
Well, halfway through the making of this No More Tears album, I was drinking again and I was using drugs again. And I woke up one morning and I thought, this is a load of crap, you know. I don't like this anymore. I'd been to so many rehabs, I'd been to so many detoxes, I'd been to so many therapists and sessions with different various people and group meetings and whatnot. It's a very difficult thing to do. You can't just say, I'm going to give up smoking now. It just doesn't happen that way. But all of a sudden, something within me just went, enough.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Santana and Smooth. Carl's not having a smooth week. That's
I heard
for sure.
about that.
Yeah, what happened? He was supposed to play the House of Blues. He had some sort of heart issue. It threw him for a loop. He was supposed to do like 8 shows. It's a greatest hit show. For some reason, he's not doing Smooth. I don't know why. I guess he doesn't consider it one of his greatest songs.
Well, that's why he is an idiot.
Anyway, so he had an it, but he didn't say it was a heart issue. But from everything in the story leans that yeah, it was a heart issue.
Okay,
right. So he's going to rest up. He'll be back there for another 8 shows in January. He just canceled the 8 that he was going to do this week.
Gotcha.
You know, so right. 43 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds. Windy later on today. We'll get up to about 49. Speaking of later on this morning at 8:10, comedian Chris Porter is going to be in the studio. I realize that doesn't mean much to you folks, but boy, it means a whole lot to us here. All right, now. Last week, not the greatest week for Dave. 1-3. Overall, he's 16-19. Being brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's time for Dave's Pigskin Picks, and we're starting out with your game of the week. Oh, a blood feud here. The Patriots and the Bills.
Yeah.
They're at the Bills. The Buffalo is a 2.5-point favorite. All right.
Yeah.
They've been shaky as of late. They run so hot and cold, the Bills.
Yeah, and the Patriots have not. 6-game winning streak. If you're a big fan of field goals, this may be the game for you. We get the Bills, who are number one in points allowed, and the Patriots, who've given up 26 points in their last 4 games combined.
Wow.
The Bills, if you're not aware, they're a highly talented finesse team, and the Patriots are a hyper-disciplined group of bullies. I think of this game basically as a special ops unit versus the Mujahideen, led, of course, by Osama bin Belichick. And if he can be Belichickian and take out their biggest weapon, as he usually does, in this case, Stephon Diggs, expect Allen to press. He's going to make mistakes, ride the hottest team in football against the Bills team that still seems a little soft and vulnerable to any team that's decent. So Pats plus 2.5, plus pound that under while you're at it.
All right. Lock of the week, Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City is a 10-point favorite.
I know. It's insane. Makes no sense to me. People love – maybe this is it. People love to rave about Andy Reid off the bye as if he's Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet. And I'm going to snap you out of thinking that way this season. The Chiefs' bye could not have come at a worse time. They were finally rolling on offense, something that they were really shaky on. All that momentum came to a halt. And as it turns out, teams have been really sloppy off the bye this year. So Denver, of course, really underrated team. They're number 3 in points allowed, and the Chiefs are 2-12 against the spread in their last 14 home games. This is a classic Joes versus Pros line. The public's going to love the Chiefs. The Sharps are going to pounce on this 10 points, which is way too many against an underrated team. Back to the Bronx.
All right. Lastly, the Eagles game. It's the Eagles and the Jets. The Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite. This could be their biggest point spread of the season.
It might be, for all I know. I hate picking this game. Betting on this team has become like hanging out with my bipolar high school girlfriend. We just never know who's showing up this weekend. Nick Sirianni had to be chugging the Chianti at Thanksgiving because he completely forgot what made them dominant for 4 games, running the damn ball. Now Jalen Hurts, he's banged up, and he was asked to do too much. And we may get the dawn of Minshew mania this week at the scene of last week's crime. Listen, here's the deal. No matter who's behind center at MetLife Stadium, I just ask Nick Sirianni, please, please pretend you're Gandalf the Grey all game long. Stick the silly highlighter in your wizard beard if you have to, and spend the whole game saying, "You shall not pass." Wow. The Jets are awful.
Oh my God.
This is a must win. Run the ball. Run up the score and make this a blowout 12th win in 12-game history between these two franchises. The Jets literally have never beat us, ever.
Okay.
Okay? Play right. Philly, minus 6.5.
All right, so for game of the week, you're taking the Patriots. It's a Patriots-Bills game. For the lock of the week, the Denver and Kansas City, you're taking the Broncos, with Kansas City being a 10-point favorite. And for the Eagles game, the Eagles being the 6.5-point favorite, you are going with the Eagles. Steve, who is our picker this morning?
That would be Sharon.
Sharon, let's go to the phone. Good morning, Sharon. How you doing?
I'm doing great today because you picked me.
Okay. All right. Now let's see if you could pick a winner. We're going to give you the Chargers-Bengals game. The Bengals are a 3-point favorite. All right. Now, do you bet often on football?
I do not.
You do not.
I do today.
But you do today.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Because after all, there's no money involved. You can only win. All right. So, so what are you thinking? What are you going to do? Who are you going to pick?
I'm going with the Bengals today.
Okay. All right. Is there any particular reason why?
Because I like tigers.
Yes.
She's going to win. She's going to win.
It's like the bet on the blue team.
Exactly.
Theory,
right? I like this pick, actually.
Because I like tigers. Well, you know what? You could be winning $50, all right, if you end up being, if your pick is correct. You get that from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. So good luck to you on that. Hopefully we will talk to you on Monday and tell you that $50 is coming your way.
The All-American Boy.
John DeBella. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, most people, when they do air guitar, they do air guitar. But you appeared to be doing air bass. Was that because of Sting?
It's a very bass-centric song. Like, that bass part's really rad. So I was just like, and I don't even know how to play bass. But I can fake it like the best of them. So, yeah.
Well, you're the only person I ever saw strum a bass. Most people pluck a bass.
I would strum it.
That shows you how bad I am at bass.
Yeah, I would strum the bass.
I'm over here plucking like an idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of Chris Porter. He will be at Punchline Philly tonight and tomorrow for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. We are so happy to have you here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
We're in studio. We're doing it. I'm not doing this over Zoom or via a phone call in my bed where I'm just trying to stay awake. So this is nice.
This is great. This is really, really good.
Let's get out of the Hilton for a little bit.
All right. Is it tough on the road when, you know, I mean, you know, like you come into a town, well, you came in yesterday, right?
Yep.
And then, okay, you do a show last night, and then you get up this morning, and if you weren't doing this...
Nothing. Get in line for the Liberty Bell again. And you're like, still cracked. Who knew? You think they'd plaster that thing up eventually, get that thing working. But you got to figure it out. You pick a restaurant that's a mile away and get your exercise in.
Okay. All right. We saw a picture of you the other day with Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah.
And neither one of you have shirts on.
Yeah, it was just a fun, good time, just hanging out. We were in Green Bay.
Right.
I was blackout drunk.
Okay.
My friends, one of my best friends in the world, Zach Smith, and his buddy Brent Myers are in a band called Shinedown.
Yep. Right.
And they do like an acoustic tour where it's just those two. And we're at our friend's venue in Green Bay, and Strowman goes out there. And he takes his shirt off, and I'm like, look at this guy trying to be all attentive. And I'd had enough 1942 to where I was like, I'm going to do that too. And I walked outside, and I'd already been on the show, so it's not like I just came out. They're like, who's this dude? And I came out and took off my shirt, and it got a much better reaction than I thought I would. And I was just drunk enough to hang out and
Well, it's a brave man. Like Braun is like that. That's a body. I mean,
He's like three of me.
Yeah, right. He is like three of you. Right?
But I thought that was that was kind of the joke. Right. It was like, all right, now let's get back to reality.
Yeah, you look like his skinny little kid brother in the picture.
Oh, absolutely. I look like the kid that sold him weed or something. Yeah, and that was one of those things. That was like one of the last things I remember of that evening.
Okay,
and that night went a lot longer than that. So,
speaking of being a kid, Steve told me about this. That do you eat like a child? I mean,
I do. No vegetables,
really?
Yeah, very few. It's not something I'm proud of. It's definitely something that comes up on dates, like where I have to go, this is the weirdest thing about me. And then I order, and they're like, wow. So it's just straight from the kids' menu, huh?
Chicken finger basket.
Oh, 100%. Even at the Chinese restaurant.
Really?
No, not that bad. But, I mean, it's definitely something that comes up. I wish I could eat vegetables. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm over there like, oh, no, they're delicious. But no. I put them in my mouth and I start to gag. It's like something about the texture of it. And I don't know if I was assaulted with a stalk of celery as a child, but there's some sort of past memory that just my mouth is like, get this out immediately.
You might be onto something. My 5-year-old got a cheeseburger at a Mexican joint.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Really?
It was a great burger.
I feel like that's like that episode of The Office where she goes, they ask for the cheeseburger. It's not on the menu, but if you make a fuss, they'll do it. But yeah, I'm the guy that's like, can I have that with no veggies?
Now my son is a grown man. Yeah. Right? And to this day, food isn't allowed to touch. Can your food touch?
Yeah, you touch.
No. I mean, not with your hands. I mean, you know, can one food on the plate touch another?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I don't mind. Okay, even if there was a vegetable touching my food.
Right, right.
Unless it's a pickle, right. Which are the worst.
Really?
Oh, come on. Like, I don't know. Pickles are the worst.
You're going to have to deal with the pickle king on
the pickler.
Oh, right, man. Okay. That is
who also chose the Broncos this
weekend.
That
is the devil's genitals, is all that is. That is all that is, my friend. And also, here's my beat. Like, enjoy all the pickles you want. Stop serving them as a condom or as a side. Right. Like, it shouldn't be a garnish. That's too aggressive. Like, parsley's a garnish. I take parsley off my sandwich. I don't taste parsley. But you put that diseased penis next to my sandwich, and the juice gets all up in the bread, and now the whole sandwich tastes like pickle. I don't get it. It's too aggressive. And also, it's like, imagine you had a salad, and I just shoved a steak right next to it. And you're like, I don't like steak. I'm like, it's garnish. It's fine. You don't have to eat it. It's just for looks. And they're like, but it's steak. I don't care.
So when you go to Big Mac or for like you go to Burger King or something like that,
yeah.
You're the hold the pickle guy.
Only ketchup. Oh, and okay. I'm coming back if not. Yeah. I'm not a weird guy. I don't own dungeons. I've never, when a girl says no, I leave. But no vegetables. That's my weird thing.
How is it, and it always amazes me, that how is it that you know the people that you know? Like, you just brought the Shinedown guys in on it. Mumford and Sons were in your basement playing beer pong.
Parents' basement.
Yeah. Playing beer pong.
I hang out with Kid Rock quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's weird. And I've met them all very weird. Kid Rock hired me because he saw me on Netflix and hired me to be on his cruise, which I didn't even know was a thing. But apparently Kid Rock gets all of his fans to get on a boat and go to foreign countries, which, God bless him. He's, not only is he entertaining, he's educating. And here's a funny story. So they got tired of the cruise,
right.
So they decided to have it in the Dominican Republic, just at a resort.
Okay.
And it was so funny to see these bougie rednecks try to speak English in a country where that is not the dominant language. And they'd be like, I'm looking for room 5432. And they're like, sir, I don't know. The guy even spoke English. He's like, I don't know where that is. That's not a room on this complex. And he's like, 5432. And he just kept repeating it. And then if they didn't speak English, they'd be like, they get real mad and they go, why don't you speak And then it would set in that they're not in their country anymore. They just go, they all just turned into Yosemite Sam. But yeah, Kid Rock called me, or I just thought that someone called my agency and was like, we need a rock and roll comic. But it turns out dude was at home, found my Netflix special, thought I was hilarious, and called and was like, we're booking this guy on the cruise. And so I get on the cruise, and we're at the same like thing, and he's like, hey, come here. And we were best friends ever since. Like, I don't agree with half the thing that comes out of his mouth, but he's a good dude. I like hanging out with him. He's always got Coors Light.
I didn't realize that was his go-to.
Oh, that's his go-to. Yeah, 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 100%.
Now, something else. I saw a picture yesterday. Because, you know, we're always preparing. Let's see if we can find something out about that we don't know before. And it was a picture of you as a young kid. And you had this big smile on your head going across the top of your head. There were stitches from one side of your head to the other side of your head.
I got hit in the head with a golf ball.
You got hit in the head with a golf ball.
I had to have brain surgery.
What?
Yeah. Right.
That explains a lot about you.
Kept me out of the Navy. That's a true story. I was going into the Navy as a 17-year-old. Not then, but like that was my plan. When I turned 18 and graduated college, I was going to go to ROTC and then join the Navy. Uh-huh. And then
it was
I went
the village people that got yeah.
And then I played golf with my mom one day, and someone bounced their drive off my forehead.
Oh man!
And 4 days in the hospital later, the Navy was like, "Yeah, we need people with complete skulls."
Wow.
And I was like, "Fair enough." So I became a comic, and I got to tell you. Greatest thing to ever happen to me. I don't know. Kids, things aren't working out. Go play some golf. Try to get hit because it really changes your life for the better.
But yeah. they put wires?
The blood started to clot between my brain and my skull.
Okay.
And so they're like, we need to take care of that. And I mean, as a 17-year-old, they're like, hey, we need to do this surgery, but you can't play football this year. And I said, well, then let's just do it at the end of the season. And they're like, no, I don't think you know how this works. And so.
As a pro.
So they had to take a piece of my skull out, take the blood clot out, and then put the piece of the skull back in Duplo block style. And then they put in three wires to keep it in place. And eventually, over time, the bone fused back together. But and I've told this story before, but. One of the wires had a little bit of slack in it for like, I don't know, 8 months, and it would click a little bit, and I thought I was the only one that could hear it. So like in high school, like during tests, that was kind of my nervous tick as I just clicked this thing. And then finally during a test, some girl just in the middle of it goes, does anyone else hear that clicking? And I was like, okay, well then we don't need to be doing that anymore. I didn't know that was audible for everyone in the room.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Lord. Well, Chris Porter is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30, 9:45. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. I've got some for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like a pair of tickets, we would love to have you be there. You will have a fine time. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It is great. I was going to say good, but no. It is great to see you again. Thank you so much for getting up, for coming in.
Of course. I'm having a great time. Look at me. I'm all caffeined up. It's not even 9 a.m. Let's do this.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.